Penguin Random House Audio presents Wake Up to the Joy of You. 52 meditations and practices for a calmer, happier life. This is the author, Agapi Stassinopoulos. With immense gratitude for my beloved teacher, John Roger, who showed me that living in a state of loving is the gateway to grace. Find out where joy resides and give it a voice far beyond singing, for to miss the joy is to miss all. Robert Louis Stevenson. Introduction. You are so real is my favorite compliment to receive. It thrills my heart because I had to work so hard and dig through so many layers to get to my true self. It takes a lifetime to become you, and it takes a lot of trust and unlearning to be happy being you. Unraveling the mystery of who you are and how to make life work is a sacred journey. Since we only have this precious life, it's so worth doing what it takes to get to know yourself. In this book, I share with you what I learned on my journey in order to help you along yours, wherever you are now. It's a roadmap to yourself. Ironically, it was studying acting, the art of being other people, that led me to myself. As a student at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, I thought I was headed towards a glorious acting career, but I couldn't land the parts I wanted. It filled me with self-doubt, fear, insecurity. After a lot of disappointment, it dawned on me that in this life, I am assigned to play the part of Agapi. I am supposed to play that part fully and wholeheartedly. We are each assigned a unique part in this magnificent universal play. Not only that, we're each supposed to write the script, direct the scenes, and produce the play. You figure it out as you go. And here's the magical thing I discovered. You have invisible co-writers, co-directors, and co-producers who will help you if you let them. But here's the catch. You have to invite them in to help write your script. You have to listen to them and trust that they will do their part. Once I learned to allow help in, I moved from feelings of loneliness and separation to a place of knowing my oneness with spirit, and through that, how I am connected to others and to my core self. Once I gave myself permission to be the unique person that I am, I began to live with a feeling of love and abundance and safety. Life became more fun and prosperous. In my book, Unbinding the Heart, I wrote a lot about how the events of my life shaped me and how I learned to embrace myself. But it wasn't until I took the message out to people all over the world that it dawned on me how everyone, every single person, is looking for the same thing: a connection to themselves and to each other. We all face the same challenges in this journey. They just have different packaging. Everyone is looking for the path to themselves. You know how in fairy tales there are those helpful animals who assist you on your way home? That's what this book will be for you. It signals what you should pay attention to. It lights up the doors you may have missed and shows you where you've been keeping the keys. It leads you back to the joy of you. This book is 52 light posts guiding you on the way back to yourself, one for every week of the year. Although you can work at your own pace and choose which topics most speak to you, the chapters are organized to begin with the building blocks of self-care.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?